Hi, my name is James Sagerton. This is the May 23rd, 2023 meeting of the Pacifica National Board's National Finance Committee. We believe we have quorum, and I'm going to ask our Paul Martin, our secretary, to take the role. Our Paul?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams?
Here.
Teresa Allen? Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Here.
Mal Harris?
Here.
Julie Hewitt? R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden? Dawn Kelly McPherson?
I am, in fact.
James Sagerton?
Here.
Okay, that's six.
Thank you, R. Paul. So we're convening the meeting. We've got the roll call. Now we're going to move to adopt the agenda. And to begin that process, I will read the agenda. Number one is convene the meeting. Number two, roll call. Number three, adopt the agenda. Number four is minutes for 5 minutes. Number five is review and select a budget timeline, 60 minutes. And number six is adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. And R. Paul, I have my own adjustment to the agenda. I'd like to slip in between, after we adopt the agenda and before we do the minutes. In other words, make it number four and bump everything down one number. A short 2 minute section on the chair's announcements. I have some announcements to read.
Okay.
So with that adjustment, is there any discussion, adjustments, changes to the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. That takes us, R. Paul, to the minutes. I understand we have some minutes.
No, I think you put chair's announcements in there just now.
Oh, I meant to put it. Okay, you're right. I did. I very much so I did. Okay, so here are the announcements. It'll be quick. At its May 17th, 2023 meeting, the PNB unanimously approved the budgets recommended by the National Finance Committee, NFC, for the Pacifica Affiliates Network, PAN, KPFT, and the National Office, NO. The PNB also approved the Central Services Formula recommended by the NFC. WPFW has not signed a new lease contract for their proposed move yet, and the executive director will not be with us this evening. Her daughter is graduating from college. We wish her all the best, and congratulations to Stephanie and her daughter. In addition to the fact that we don't have a contract yet for the proposed move at WPFW, Stephanie had offered to work with Makisha to put an actuals column into the WPFW budget, and we haven't gotten that yet. I did mention it to her in a text message earlier today, but she didn't mention it in her response, so I don't know if we have that yet or whether it's still being worked on. So because of that and the fact that we don't know what the deficit will be because we don't have a contract yet on the move at WPFW, we thought it best to just bump it down the road, and we'll do it probably at our next meeting. So those are the announcements. R. Paul, now we can go to the minutes.
Okay. I move that we approve the minutes of the April 25th, 2023 NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion, changes, suggestions? Hearing none, is there any objection? Also hearing none, those minutes are now adopted, subject to change or amendment at any time in the future as requested and adopted. Okay, that takes us to number five. Review and select a budget timeline, We have 60 minutes for this. We may take longer. We may take less. Maybe we could do it quickly and actually have an early meeting tonight. Our Paul sent it around again. Why don't everybody check your email and bring that up so we're looking at it. Our Paul, I got that at 8:24, so it should be at the top of most people's list.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul, I noted you said here they are.
Say again, what?
In your email, you said here they are again for tonight's meeting, but I only saw one proposed.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay.
The only one.
I just wanted to be sure I wasn't missing something. Very good. Yeah, I know we've been working on this, and you've been, you know, shaping it and whittling it down to its essentials over time, so it's all good. Okay, does everybody have it in front of them and they're looking at it? It begins with, in the upper left-hand corner, a deadline of April 15th. Everybody have it? Well, does anybody not have it? Let's put it that way. Okay, so let's go ahead. Paul, I noted that you have mentioned more than once that you think, obviously, this can't be effectuated this year, but this is basically we're adopting something for future years with the understanding that we're not going to be able to conform to it for this year. But I heard you say a couple of times you think it all should begin more like on February 1st. Do you want to expound on that?
Yeah. This is, of course, for FY24 budget, which it would be really nice and wonderful if we had that all done by September 30th of this year. But, you know, we can't start out too early because we're going into the past and we can't dictate what's going to happen in the past. So this is about FY24. For the future, yeah, I think it should start out February. What we've got is four columns. One of them is just, you know, keeps track. It's A, B, C, D, et cetera. And then we have the next column is deadline. The next is who initiates. And the final column is action. And row A, the deadline is April 15th. Who initiates? The executive director. And the action is the executive director would tell all division managements to start putting together a draft FY24 budget. And she's done that, as far as I know. And the next row, B, May 15th, general managers and or business managers submit their draft budgets to the local finance committees. And I don't know if that's happened, but there is an idea. May 15th, by the way, has a few things going on in it. C, the next row, also May 15th, executive director and national business manager tell the NFC their estimate of how much money the national office will need for all of FY24. I don't think we've gotten that yet. Next row is D, May 15th, general managers and or business managers / PRA and PAN directors generate draft station, national office, PRA, and PAN budgets, and submit them to the executive director and or national business manager. What that all means is that all of the units put together their budgets, their draft budgets, and they submit them. And the next thing is row E, the deadline, June 30th, and the local finance committees at that point would have the draft FY24 station budgets submitted to the LSB. So on June, this thing projects that on June 30th, the local finance committees, no later than June 30th, the local finance committees would submit the the budgets for their stations or units to the LSPs. Actually, only the stations have LSPs, so I guess we could, yeah. Anyway, so so June 30th is when is the next thing, since May 15th is in the past. June 30th, the local finance committees would put their budgets to the LSPs. Also on June 30th, the executive director, the national business manager, and directors, that would be June 30th would be the deadline for the national office, PRA, and Pacifica Affiliates Network budgets to be submitted to the NFC. So by this timeline, we would, it would be suggested, I guess, that by June 30th, we get all that stuff. Then the next thing is Road G. July 31st, the LSPs, it's their deadline to pass their FY24 budgets. And I'll note that this is a date that has been used a lot in the past. July 31st, the LSPs pass their budgets. And so we're sort of in line with what's been supposed to happen in the past. Next, Row H, August 1st, executive director and national business manager. They review, compile, and distribute the final national office budget proposal to the NFC for approval. August 15th, next row, the NFC we review the final national office budget. 2 weeks later or so, in the next row, August 31st, the NFC makes recommendations for PNB adoption. Then, September 1st, the executive director and national business manager distribute the final budget proposals to the PNB. Finally, no later than September 30th, the PNB adopts budgets for all units for fiscal year beginning October 1st, 2023. Now, some of this stuff is just the a rearranging of what we've done in the past for timelines. And obviously, they're not really written in steel or anything, but this is about what I think kind of works for this year. Again, for the future years, I would suggest starting it in February. That way, the governance, which all the stations have, will be able to start working on this, and the LSBs will not suddenly be surprised and say, there's a budget. And, so it would maybe go a little more easily if we did it that way. Anyway, this is for FY24. There it is. And again, it's not supposed to be a rigid cage that we're locked in. Being off a little bit here and there, if we can, the main thing is to get the budgets approved by the PNB by September 30th. So this is what we have here. And I guess I'm done talking about it. Thank you.
Paul, a couple of quick questions, if I may. I realize, as you say, we can't go back in the past, but we're already going back in the past on this. Everything that's all of these items up until number D, including number D, are dates in the past, and we think some of these things have been done. We're not positive they've all been done. Do you want to, while we're on this topic, do you want to adopt a regular timeline for the future fiscal year 25 and going forward, or would you prefer just to focus on fiscal year 24 for now and then leave that to some future time when it may or may not get done?
I would
be a little pessimistic there.
Yeah, I would think the best thing for us is to concentrate on what we're doing now. I mean, it is not a big deal to change some earlier dates on this. I mean, if you look at the last column, it's all the stuff that has to be done one way or another. It just gives, a suggestion for when It would be nice to have that happen. So, yeah, I think we should just concentrate on FY24, and the other stuff can be easily adapted out of this.
Okay. I'm willing to go along with that for now, but I'm thinking also maybe if we get the opportunity, we can come back to this subject while it's still fresh in our minds and do it for fiscal year 25 and forward. But I see the point of, you know, doing it now for fiscal year 24 and just isolating us to that. You had mentioned also in some of your earlier writings and statements, you weren't sure about item K. I also note that, you know, we do have one station that doesn't have a finance committee. So do we want to put some parentheticals in here maybe about how that would be done, or, you know, suggested timelines for that being done?
Okay. That's, I think.
Let's go one at a time. Let's start with item K.
Well, item K is September 1st. We send it to the PNB. I think what you're looking for is maybe item E.
Well, you had mentioned yourself that you weren't sure item K, whether it was redundant or actually needed.
Oh, that. Okay. You're just saying something else. Yeah, I mean, actually, I took out a thing or two from what had been in there. That's okay as long as we understand that, you know, they're going to get that stuff. We could, I guess, knock out item K because it's September 1st. The thing before it is dated August 31st, the day before, and it's the NFC making recommendations for the adoption. So probably, I would think that we could knock out item K if we felt like it, because the PNB is probably going to get it from us anyway. So
yeah, that's what it seems like.
Do you want to knock that out?
That might make it simpler and easier for people to follow. I mean, you might also say on August 31st, the NFC will make recommendations for PNB adoption and, you know, maybe include the executive director in forwarding those recommendations. Well, no, she says it's to the PNB. Yeah, no. Yeah, I think it does look redundant.
Yeah. I think it does. And I don't think we need to put them in there, executive director and national business manager, because we're going to be the ones having those budgets. And we're going to say, you know, the NFC recommends to the PNB, blah, blah. And that'll be that. So we should hear. Yeah, let's hear what other people think.
Yeah.
And with the idea of knocking out K.
Any thoughts out there on or that or anything else we've talked about up until now?
May that be recognized?
Yes.
Come out of the stack.
Gotcha, come out.
Yeah, I would like to start by, if I've understood our Paul correctly in suggesting that we begin earlier in the year, I would like to agree with that. That makes sense to me. But I'll start there and leave it at that for now. Thank you.
Okay, I think we discussed that starting, you know, his recommendation was starting on February 1st, which I agree with, but obviously that horse is out of the barn, so to speak, now. So we're doing a modified version starting at April 15th, which is also a bygone time, but less so. So does that answer your concern, Beth? I mean, I think for the FY25, we'll be going to the idea of, or, you know, assuming whoever does that at that time would be hearing the suggestion that we start the whole process on February 1st.
That would be my intention, that I would expect that that we're kind of setting up a model for the future going forward that will likely be used unless there's some obvious reason to modify it. So I'd like to put that forward as a preferable ideal to rather than to start as late as we are at this point. Thank you.
Before we get off this topic, and I heard you come out, I'm going to come to you in just a moment. Just let me ask R. Paul quickly. R. Paul, how would the other dates, if we started the whole thing on February 1st, how would the other dates, you know, the May 15th dates and the June 30th dates, would they all pretty much, how would they be altered?
Well, the major, as I said, the major reason for trying to start on February 1st is to deal with the fact that our governance structure can be a little slow. And that's the main thing to deal with. I mean, if this were a regular business, you'd start it off in, you know, everything would maybe start in July. It'd get ground up fast because it's people's jobs to show up every single day and work on it. And it would be pretty easy to have it flying in by September 1st. So the big issue here is governance has to get a hold of it. And that means, so basically PRA and PAN, they don't have governance issues. So, and the national office, they just do theirs as any business would do it. So they can do it pretty early and easily. For the stations, we do need to give the local finance committees time to grind through this, and we need to give the local station boards also time to do it. And again, I guess we're talking future here. The thing would be to have the local finance committees, I think, be maybe a month or so earlier than this. I figure the end of May,
yep.
Maybe even middle of May, I don't know. And then it would grind through. And then the next thing that would be important with regard to governance would be when the LSBs have a deadline to pass it to the to pass their budgets. July 31st, which we have here, is pretty okay, I think. The major thing, I think, is getting it so that the local finance committees can meet and discuss these things. Now, I've been on our local finance committee since it started, and I've watched other local finance committees, and there are a couple of issues, one of which is sometimes with local finance committees, if you call your meetings too often, you know, without enough interval between them, people don't show up, you don't have a quorum, what did we do last time, and all that stuff happens. So you got to give them enough time to space this stuff out. And, I mean, that's a major thing. So, I think the local finance committees are kind of a big element in why it would be good to have things go up sooner. Now, there are other good things that would come from that. The LSBs, you know, would have people on them who will, you know, who are on their local finance committees, who would be able to really discuss the budget in some kind of detail. And also, the budgets, the draft budgets, will have been gotten chewed through rather a bit more than they are these days. And that's the whole thing for me, is just give the main thing, give the local finance committees a chance to meet multiple times on their budgets. Because there's going to be, you know, items that people are going to say, what? What is that? And there may need to be explanations and all of that stuff. So those are my thoughts on it.
Good. Thank you. Come out.
I think this is timeline related, but I'll ask anyway. So at the onset, the beginning of the process, whether it's February, what we're trying to do now is kind of do a little compressed schedule. Will there be a template of some sort issued by the executive director at the time or start of the process?
Well, that would be nice, and I wish we had one. But this is neutral on that, because that's a completely different thing for everybody to argue about.
Yeah, that's not that. Okay, no worries. Thanks.
Yeah, if we do have some time in the future, perhaps we could discuss that and help the executive director, if she desires it, work something like that up. I can certainly see that would be advantageous, because, you know, some of, as our staff is reduced and our the things that the remaining staff have to do multiply, we sometimes have people in positions that aren't accustomed to doing these kinds of things. You know, most stations don't have business managers anymore. So it could be very helpful if the executive director and or in combination, the finance committee would draw up some guidelines for people to use. I can see that being a very good suggestion. So thank you for that. That's a good idea. I'm going to ask, not meaning to put her on the spot, I'm going to ask Sharon, since you're the station that does not have a finance committee, do you think we need to put any parentheticals in this about, you know, the way things might be handled separately or differently at KPFA? Or I know you guys, you basically do it the same way that the national office or the PAN or the PRA would do it, with the business manager and the managers coming up with the budget and then presenting it to the LSB. Do you have any thoughts on that, Sharon? Sharon, are you muted? Or maybe stepped away. All right, we'll go back to that some other time. Was there anybody else that wanted to discuss any of this up to this point? Okay.
Mr. Chair, could I suggest that the thing we're talking about making this different is, do we want to keep K in there, which is September 1st, Executive Director, National Business Manager, distribute the final budget proposals to the PNB? Is that something that's really going to happen and is necessary? Or does the item before it, which is a day earlier, where the NFC makes its recommendations and sends those budgets to the PNB, is that fine and that's it? Because will the executive director and national business manager have a more complete form of budgets than we're going to have, or are they kind of redundant? I think that's the main thing here, is do we keep K in or knock it out? I think we could do it either way, and it won't affect things, but what do people think?
Could we make K optional, you know, in case, as you suggest, that there comes a situation where the national office does have a better grasp on things than the NFC, and then they could also do it?
Well, that sounds odd, but that would just mean, no, we don't knock out K. We just leave it in there.
And maybe, you know, say that it's optional, or if needed.
Well, if it's unnecessary, then it doesn't get done. If the NFC has all the budgets and we ship them off to the PNB, then it's done, and the executive director and national business manager don't have to do anything about it.
Right, but I think you were suggesting a scenario where in some years it might get done, and in some years it might not get done by the NFC. And if you had the national office there as a backup, it might be helpful in some years.
This is for this year, and sure, we can. Again, it's something I've been going back and forth on since I started looking at it here, and we could leave it in, cut it out either way. One way or another, we're going to get a bunch of proposals shipped off to the PNB.
Well, let's ask again if others have comments.
Beth to the stack.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I would hope that national management would have taken part in whatever the most recent NFC actions were during the final national office budget and the recommendations for the PNB to adopt. It's standard practice for national management to be represented here at this meeting. If not in the form of the ED, then I would think that she should be substituted for by the business manager. And it would seem as if it would be possible, should be possible, to consolidate those two steps into one. I would hope that management would have provided whatever input they intended to before presenting it to the NFC for those final considerations. So if we could proceed in that manner, then we could eliminate the need for step K.
I'm going to make a quick response and say that I appreciate that sentiment, but even since the short time that I've been chairing the meeting or just was on the NFC before I was chair, there have been times when the executive director, you know, pretty much abandoned coming to these meetings for months at a time. And at one point altogether. So it's not, you know, when things are working well, it's one thing to make up these timelines. And then, you know, I think it's prudent to perhaps have some contingencies for when things aren't working well. And we know that that does happen sometimes. Any thoughts on that?
If I might respond?
Please.
Yeah, I think it's entirely inappropriate for management not to be represented at these meetings. I understand there are, you know, things come up and there are exceptions to be made, but as a general rule, executive director does routinely take part in these meetings, and I think that's entirely appropriate and should be expected. And I think if there's a breach in that, it should be addressed by the PNB if and when it does come up. That shouldn't be considered standard practice or acceptable practice. But it's necessary to work cooperatively in that regard. So that would be my perspective. Thank you.
Good. And I would say I couldn't agree more. It's just it doesn't always seem to work that way. I'm sure Pacific is not the only place where it doesn't always work that way, but perhaps more here than elsewhere sometimes. Anyone else on any of this? So why don't we, first of all, let's have a motion. Maybe, Arpal, you'd like to make a motion proposing this timeline, and then we can, you know, have an amendment to see whether, you know, what we should do about item K.
Okay. How about that the NFC adopt this timeline? Let me see. How do I, you know what, I think I can just copy it all. I'm thinking ahead to the minutes. And let me see if I can paste that in there. Paste right in. Okay.
Paul, while you're doing that, let me ask you another
question.
I'm
done. Yeah.
Oh, that was quick. I just wanted to ask you, is this something that, does this need to be one of those that the NFC recommends to the PNB and then they have to move on this, or is this something we're just going to do as an internal policy of the NFC? And
the NFC has done this all on its own in the past. I mean,
I don't think the PNB wants to be involved in ruling on it.
Probably not. Okay.
All right, so let's just do it as an internal NFC policy for now.
Yeah. All right, so what I have is that the NFC adopt the, you know, my keyboard is failing. The letter T isn't working. That the NFC adopt the following timeline and, you know, proposal for a timeline. And I don't know if people want me to read it again. It's what was sent out, and that would be the motion.
I think we're all looking at it.
Yeah, everybody's looking at it. that the you know that it started out saying that the NFC adopt the following timeline, what you're looking at, and that is the motion.
Okay. Let's just go through the motions here. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection?
This is Teresa. I just want you to know I am on the call. Thank you.
Oh, good. Thanks for letting us know, Teresa. Welcome. So is there any objection? Yeah, go ahead.
Just clarification. So this would be to approve the budget timeline as presented in this hypothetical to start.
Yes, this is just so we have something on the floor so that we can then amend it. If we decide to, we're still talking about item K. So we're just getting something on paper, so to speak, to work with.
So if you need a second so that we can discuss it, please continue.
Not in the committee. We don't, no. We don't need a second. We need discussion. And I was thinking we have to adopt it in order to amend it, but I suppose we can amend the proposed and do it that way.
It's on the floor.
Yeah, okay, so it's on the floor. Now, why don't we have an amendment on item K? If anybody can verbalize that, I will if no one else wants to. If nobody wants to, why don't we just say let's have an amendment to remove item K from this proposed timeline. And now we can discuss that, and then we'll get a vote and see where we are. Any discussion? Hearing none, we're moving right along here. Paul, can you take the roll, take a vote on this? Whether we should
ask if there's objection.
Yeah, okay, good point. Is there any objection to removing item K from this proposed timeline? Hearing none, it's done. We will remove item K. And that brings us back to the timeline as amended. Is there anything else that people would like to discuss about it? I, for one, would like to ask one more. Go ahead.
We should probably, since item K will not cease to exist, we should probably say it better, that item K with
becomes item I.
No, hold on. Item K with deadline September 1st, executive director, just name the stuff in there. Let me put that in fast so that the minutes will show exactly what we're doing, because again, if we decide we're knocking out K, then the last thing comes up and becomes K. So we give me a second.
Good point. Very good. While our Paul is doing that, I want to see if Sharon can hear us now, and whether she has any wants to mention anything about KPFA special timeline. Sharon, are you with us?
Yes. Sorry, I had a lot going on here. Is there something special about KPFA's timeline that I didn't catch everything?
Yeah, this timeline has. When draft budgets will be submitted to the local finance committees. And since you guys don't have one, I just thought we might put a parenthetical in there that, with the exception of KPFA or something, just noting that you guys are doing it more like the national office does it and more like PAN and PRA do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's fine.
Do you have any thoughts on what it should say?
I don't have any thoughts. It might not be necessary to say anything since we don't have a local finance committee. I mean, it doesn't apply, right? So I don't know. I don't have any thoughts.
I'm just looking. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
One, we're still dealing with item K. What are we going to do about it? Leave it in, take it out. Two, So we shouldn't really discuss this, but in non-discussion of this, I don't think it needs to be mentioned.
Okay,
the
I'm good with
doesn't
that.
Happen to have. Maybe they'll have one next month. Who knows?
I was thinking the same thing, R. Paul. You never know.
Okay. All right, I'm willing to just leave it alone. That's fine by me. So, let's go back to what we did already. Do you have the new language for
the amendment?
Remove
item K, deadline September 1st, executive director and national business manager distribute final budget proposals to PNB.
Okay, and you're saying that's going to be removed. And that, do we need to say anything about item L becomes item K? That will just happen by operation of gravity. Oh, you said, of course not?
Right.
Okay. That's just assumed that happens. Okay. Very good, then. So that is our proposed budget timeline for
fiscal
year.
Ask if there's any objection to blowing away item K.
Okay. I thought we actually already did that, but you formalized the language. So is there any objection?
We already did that.
Yeah, I think we did, but that was before our Paul changed the language. So let's just make sure. Is there any objection to the to amending the timeline as was just read out by our Paul? I don't hear any objection. So our Paul, that's adopted the way you read it out. And so now we need to go to making this the main motion and seeing if there is any objection to adopting this timeline, making this proposed timeline for the fiscal year 24 budgets the timeline.
Question.
Go ahead.
Were we still going to discuss adjusting the dates, the times, moving it up a couple of months? There had been discussed earlier, as mentioned.
Our Paul requested that since those dates and times are already passed, that it doesn't make sense to do it for this year. And he suggested that we pass this as a proposed timeline for fiscal year 24. And, if the committee wants to go ahead and discuss future timelines for fiscal year 25 and going forward, we can do so after we adopt this for fiscal year 24. So the current motion on the table, as you see from the title, is the proposal for a timeline for the fiscal year 24 budgets. So let's get this one out of the way. And then go ahead.
So my question still stands then. If we're talking about next year's budget and next year's calendar, April 15th still seems late in the year to me to wait to start this process. And given the very deliberate pace of Pacifica, it would make more sense to me to start, as our Paul had suggested, a couple of months earlier. I think it has the added advantage of kind of giving orientation to the newly seated LSBs each year and getting them focused on business right out of the gate. It gives them grist
for the
mill.
You are right. However, again, what we're talking about here is the timeline for fiscal year 24. This is what we should be doing now to get the budgets ready for fiscal year 24, by September 30th.
I see.
So what you're talking about would be for fiscal year 25 and forward.
Got it.
Okay, good. So I don't think we've finished up here. So are there any objections to adopting this proposed timeline for the fiscal year 24 budgets as the actual timeline? Hearing no objections, we'll consider this adopted. And now, Beth, if you wanted to, as long as, and I kind of feel like, you know, utilizing the fact that we're on this and we're hot and everybody understands what we're doing, would you like to make a motion about fiscal year 25 and going forward?
Sure, I guess so. I'd like to propose that we adopt as a standard budget timeline, something resembling this, but starting on April 15th, in the middle of, on February 15th, 2 months before this proposal starts, to allow greater time to prepare the budgets and process them.
Okay, so I think our Paul has already said that he thought maybe we should just do one now and not the other, do that some other time, but he can make that argument as we go forward here. Do you want to put this in the form of a motion, Beth, that we adopt, that we add, I guess we would have to be adding an agenda item, although someone can check the agenda. How did we define this? Did we put fiscal year 24 in the agenda item? There was only one real item after.
It says review and select a budget timeline.
Okay. So I think that we could read that as including a budget timeline, you know, for the indefinite future as well as for fiscal year 24. So I don't think we need to add an item to the agenda. Beth, can you make a motion?
I would like to move that we adopt a standard budget timeline for next year and going forward as proposed, except to move all the dates up by a couple of months to begin in February and then to adjust all future, all the subsequent dates as they're listed here by 2 months.
Okay.
I have great confidence that our Paul can massage that language, and I'd be happy to help if he feels the need. Thanks.
You're assuming that he wants to, but we'll find out about that in a minute. Again, rather than coming in now with a full-blown motion, let's just decide that we're going to talk about it, and we'll craft the motion if we can, and we'll see if we want to just move all the dates up by 2 months or whether we want to move some specific dates up. I think some of the dates in the latter part of this timeline should probably remain as they are, and it's the earlier dates giving the LSBs and or the business managers and the general managers more time to do the initial work. Was that your initial thinking, R. Paul?
Well, that's part of it. I think that it's not quite that simple as saying move much of this to 2 months earlier, because, like, for instance, you look at it, May 15th has a lot of stuff going on in it. It's possible it may be useful to have that date, to have those items not all happening in the same date. Maybe space them out over a number of weeks or a month or so, and that may be a useful idea. I don't know that this is the good time to go after this. And also how to phrase it seems interesting. I would suggest, I don't know that we should do this at this time. Let me just say it that way.
Okay, well, I think we already said that, and Beth is saying, and I think I also indicated that I thought we should go ahead and do this while we're on the subject, because it took so long for us to get to this. Now we're doing it. We have some time. We didn't have a budget to work with today. So I think we could do this fairly simply. I think the first thing we need to do is change the April 15th in row A to February 1st, and then perhaps change the May 15th date in row B to maybe that can go back to, I don't know, April 1st?
Or March 1st?
Well, that only gives them 1 month to come up with the initial budget, which, you know, is all they had in this one. But I thought maybe we could stretch out the time that they have to start formulating the budgets. So how about March 15th?
Well, you see how this goes.
Yeah, I see how it goes. That's all right. We're making sausage.
All right. Yeah, whatever.
Back to the sack.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I would point out that LSB meetings happen at various dates throughout the month, but mostly toward the middle or later part of the month, and it will vary from month to month, you know, where the, and so that it makes more sense, I think, to if we're sending things to the LSBs or receiving things from the LSBs, the beginning of the month or end of the month might make more sense than the middle of the month, because if we set a middle of the month date, it's going to hit some LSBs one way and some LSBs another way and be more difficult to coordinate.
Okay, but the LSBs don't come into the picture until row E, and we're still back on row B, C, and D if we assume row A is going to go back to February 1st. Now we're talking about when the general managers and or business managers will submit their budgets to the local finance committees. And I would think maybe March 15th would be okay for that date. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Are we actually putting – I would suggest that if somebody wants to make this motion, that in order to make it rather a coherent motion, maybe they should just take this timeline – write it in the way they want it and bring it back next time so we have it in front of us and we're not dithering back and forth of, oh, March 15th or maybe February, you know, 28th or that. Because this, it's kind of frustrating to be here and see ourselves, you know, doing it this way. So that, can I suggest that?
Because
we don't have a coherent motion here yet.
I appreciate your sentiment, and you've expressed it a few times, but I'm going to suggest that it's not that hard. We need to change the dates on lines maybe A through E and F. That's all we have to do. And we already know we want to move line A to February 1st. And I think, you know, 6 weeks is time for the managers – to put a budget together by March 15th. And it seems like March 15th would be a good time for the executive director to submit what her budget should be or would be and start generating the PRA and the PAN budgets. So I think all three of those, the B, C, and D rows could all go to March 15th. That's given an extra 2 weeks over this proposed timeline. And then on line E, and we could make June 30th, I don't know, maybe April 15th, move that up a couple of weeks. And then the rest of it could stay the same. We're giving people more time in the early stages. Go ahead, Beth.
I would like to suggest that anything scheduled for the month of August is probably optimistic because a lot of people vacate for more or less the whole month, so it's hard to make quorum, it's hard to get people's attention, especially if that's when we are expected to finalize our version of it. If we're moving up a lot of the rest of the schedule, then maybe if we aim for the end of July, have it done by the end of July. And that lets, I think that especially if there's any back and forth with the P&B, it leaves time to work out the details. And I just, I know as a community organizer, I've tried to schedule things in August forever. And if it's anything remotely resembling a business meeting, it's just really hard to get people to show up, let alone to focus.
All right. I hear that, Beth. May I ask our Paul, I know you don't want to participate in this that much, but historically, can you tell us how this kind of timeline may have worked in the past with, you know, expecting things to be done in the month of August?
Well, we get it done sometime. On the other hand, you know what? We can actually pin that down because we can look and see how many people have shown up for meetings in August. And, you know, I can't do it right now, but I think this is a small committee. And people show up in August.
That's my impression.
Okay.
So, so far we're just hearing from our Paul and myself and Beth. Does anybody else have anything to add to any of this conversation?
I think that it's commendable if we've got a timeline for this year to do this now. And I'm trying to think. I think we should make it as simple as possible with minimize the number of meetings. Expect people to do things between the meetings. Expect the general managers to be working on this with the LSBs. Expect them, you know, so just some deadlines, and I think we can pass it tonight. So I don't have any feelings about August, except I think that we could honor Beth's concern by putting a deadline on getting something done in August or skip to September, instead of in lieu of organizing over complicating or over managing the situation in August. Assume that people need to do things between the meetings with minimal meetings. Thank you.
I take that point, but I want to also point out that virtually nothing in this timeline calls for meetings. It calls for deadlines, and then, you know, the people, the officers, the bodies involved have to figure out their own meeting schedules. We're not imposing any meeting schedules on here. The only thing, for example, we do with the LSBs is we when the draft station budgets are submitted to the LSBs. And then later on, it's when the LSBs have a deadline to pass their budgets. It doesn't say how many times they have to meet on it or when they have to meet on it. It just says the deadline for you to have passed your budget is July 31st.
Okay. So could you just read the date and what's to be done with your proposal for 2024? And 25, right?
Okay. 2024, we already did. This is for 25 and going forward.
Yeah. Read the date and what and the goal for or the deadline for
okay,
what the deadline's for.
It would be in row A. The deadline would be February 1st. Who initiates is the executive director, and the action is tell all division managers to start putting together a draft fiscal year blank, fiscal year XX budget. Mm-hmm. And then row B would be, I was suggesting March 15th, 6 weeks after the February 1st beginning, the general managers and or the business managers submit their draft budgets to the local finance committees. That gives them 6 months to do that, 6 weeks rather. Then number C, row C would be May 15th, executive director and national business manager are basically doing the same thing, but telling the NFC their estimate of how much money the national office will need for fiscal year 24. And then row D would be the same March 15th date, where the general managers and or the business managers, PRA and PAN directors, generate draft station, national office, PRA and PAN budgets, and submit them to the executive director and or the national business manager. In other words, these are all of these, this is all the units, including the national office and those like the PRA and PAN who just have business managers and general managers, would be, everybody would be submitting their budgets by March 15th.